The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Okay, hold on a second, because now I had to get everything restarted here. So just bear with me one second. I'm going to put myself on the camera, and I have to post this. And I'm doing it all, and we are back, and it looks like things are working now. BeLive TV still has bugs, unfortunately, but we're living with them right now. And without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Okay, we are... Actually, back. I'm going to delete that and put Rob on. And here we go. Why isn't Rob in there? There you go.
I'm here.
No, I got you now. Okay, so let me just do this. It's just a lot. It's just a lot to do for one person. But okay, we're back. And here we go. Technology is working. And it sounds like the audio is sounding good. I think we have Khalid Ha, who is logged in as Superhuman Radio Network. And he said audio is working fine. So that's good. Thank you very much for that.
Great.
All right. So we have some announcements to make before we get started. Something really, really exciting is going on here.
Yeah. Well, for all of you fans, and I know there are many, of Math Pro Synthogen X2, we have once again upgraded the formula. This upgrade has actually been out there for a while now. So you guys that have X2, it's likely you'll see it on the label. We are using a new patented form of orally active ATP called Elevate ATP, which is completely organic and has some incredibly impressive studies to back it up. And I'm talking about a 400% increase in ATP content in the muscle at the 12-week mark, as well as very impressive increases over the placebo group in one rep max strength. So, you know, if you thought Synthogen was good before, it keeps getting better. And normally John Drake does not come on air and talk about, he does upgrades all the time to his products. He's very modest about them. So I'm more or less saying this for him. He's done a great job. Another product that I am using right now, you've heard me talk about Adaptogen N. This has been, frankly, his number one selling product for 2 decades. And just think about that. Repeat buys and time in the market, as I've said time and again, are your best hallmarks for products. So I'm excited about those. I'm just coming off a brand new PR that I hit on the box squat Monday. I'm going to take 1 week off or at least deload. And then I slide into my next loading pattern. So it went fantastic. For you guys know what German loading pattern 1 is. I got better than a 5% increase, 25 pounds in 6 workouts.
Tell us what you did. What did you actually hit? What's your number?
Well, I hit 425 for a single off the box, which is no world record, but for an old man, and the only thing I used was a belt, no knee wraps, no suit, no anything. And on my way to 500, I was very happy with that. And that represented, again, a greater than 5% increase. And just understand the gravity of it in 6 workouts. The next loading pattern, and these are all found in the blueprint, is German loading pattern 2. It's designed to work in concert with 1. And I will get a 10% increase, or about 45 pounds, in 14 workouts or 7 weeks.
I got to mention something. The whole Elevate TP thing. Adele Moussa just did a blog post about ATP supplements. It's very timely. It's a study that was just released, and probably it coincided with the release of this ingredient. I'm sure it was all timed. He did a very impressive blog post about increases in work and time to exhaustion and everything about this product.
The science is really coming around. If you remember, about 15 years ago, orally active ATP was, you know, totally panned. And that's because they were using straight ATP. And, of course, your body can't absorb that. But with the new supplements that are on the market, incredible increases are taking place. You know, you think creatine boosts ATP. Try it. Try this or try it with this.
So tell me about this ingredient for a second. Is there do you have to load with it, or does it work acutely? If you take a dose before you work out, you feel it.
According to the research, you do have to take it every day and take it out to 12 weeks if you're looking to get the kind of results that you did in the study. It is included in Mass Pro Synthogen in a very generous dose. It's just the ideal ingredient. You know, orotic acid boosts ATP three different ways. Then on top of that, you have this stuff. It also does other things, such as it increases circulation, microcirculation for 6 hours, which is the big reason I've got it in there. It gets all of Synthogen's goodies to the muscles, and it keeps delivering them. So
I'm gonna make a prediction.
Sure.
It's going to help sleep, and you know why, right? Because ATP accumulation creates sleep load. The lack of ATP accumulation creates doesn't make – you don't get tired at the end of the day. The more active you are, the more ATP you turn over. More ATP you turn over, it creates the sleep load. And Dan Pardee came on our show and talked about this. And when he talked about it then, I thought, man, ATP would be a great sleep aid. And what he said was this. He said, when you're very active, your body turns over ATP naturally. And as a result of that, you accumulate the byproducts of ATP in your brain. And the more of these byproducts you accumulate, the more of a sleep impetus you develop. And the more of a sleep impetus you develop, then you get tired and you sleep deeper. So I'm going to make a prediction right now, okay? And I know that you and John aren't talking about this because this hasn't been discussed. But people who start using your product with the new ingredient are going to start claiming that they sleep deeper and sleep better at that evening if they use it in the morning and train early.
I can't imagine a better bonus than that. Really?
Anything that helps sleep when you get old like us, you know what I mean? Look, I slept 4 hours last night. I went in, I trained chest like a monster anyway. I literally just pushed so hard today because I knew that the fatigue I was feeling was not in my muscle. It was in my brain because I didn't sleep. Now, I'll sleep great tonight because of the accumulation of ATP and the sleep deficit last night. Right. But anything that helps you sleep when you get to our age, you go into the gym and you kill it. When I sleep good, I go into the gym and I kill it.
Yeah. I cannot function on less than 7.
Yeah. Well, I'm functioning on 4 right now, so.
You're a better man than me.
Oh, I just took some Total War from Redcon 1. That's all I can say. Oh, so Khalid Ha says it goes into the basal forebrain, and I guess that is how it affects sleep. I'm telling you, this ATP ingredient is going to be a very, very exciting ingredient moving forward.
I hope so, yeah.
All right, cool. So now let's get on to the subject at hand, which is answering people's questions. Bob Lazar says, I heard you mention your MRI of your shoulder. How did you hurt your shoulder, and is it getting any better? And please tell the story about the MRI, because you and I have similar experiences with the MRI.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll get into how I heard it a little later, but I'm going to speak to that MRI experience. It was, hands down, the scariest experience I have ever had. Now, I'm not claustrophobic. At least that's what I thought. But mother of God, I damn sure was when they wedged me in there. you know, into the thing. And now at, you know, at 240, I'm bigger than the average person, but all I could think about was, what do these people who weigh 300 pounds plus do?
That's what I was. I had the same experience as you. I literally hit the buzzer and told the girl, I can't stay in here. I had to get a lumbar spine. So I had to be in the center of the machine. And yeah, I went into the open MRI, which looks like two flat surfaces facing each other that are open all the way around. When they put me into the center of that thing, I opened my eyes and my nose was literally 2 inches away from the thing. I felt like I was in a coffin. I buzzed the girl. I says, I can't do this. She goes, are you claustrophobic? I says, no, but this is ridiculous. I says, how does the average American fit in here? What do you have to do, grease them?
Yeah, I did the same thing. So mistake number one was opening my eye. Okay. At which point, 2 inches from my nose was the top of the machine.
Right.
I panicked. I don't even think I pressed the button. I was screaming, get me the hell out of here. And I don't mind telling you, I wasn't too happy about, you know, being at the mercy of the guy that's supposed to slide me out. Now, I eventually pulled it together and I went through with it, but not without, of course, closing my eyes and modifying my thought process. And what did I do? I kept visualizing that one rep max box squat I had coming up Monday. So that's what got me through. I thought about it over and over and over. Now, it took over 20 minutes, but eventually he slid me out. And let me tell you, brother, I was the happiest man on earth at that point. And that, now afterwards, the guy tells me, yeah, you know, a lot of people need to be sedated or knocked out. Had I known about that, I would have asked for the latter option. Nobody, I guess, had prepared me for how little room there really is in there.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And you would think that by now they would have come up with a better solution. Because I can't believe that the average 350-pound American, I guess they must sedate them. I guess they just have to – they put them out. That's the only way they can get them in there.
Yeah. No. So it was horrible. But anyway, I hurt my right shoulder on my last rep of my last set doing dumbbell side laterals. It's the only – literally the only isolation movement that I perform. Mm-hmm. And why? I was getting greedy with the weight. I had built up to using 40s with a 5-second negative. I figured that when I did it, at most, it would take a couple weeks to heal. All right. That was 4 months ago, and it still hurts me to this day. I have tried everything and was making no progress. So it was time, you know. I figure it has to be a tear of some sort, but my meeting with the doctor to get the results isn't until the 31st. So at the end of the month, at least I'll know. The lesson here, guys, is this. If you must use isolation movements, don't go trying to lift world record poundages. Yeah. Most of them, you know, they bring the weight in an arc, which is very disadvantageous, and it doesn't lend itself well to heavy weights. And as my example shows, you can have great experience, you can have solid form, and still wind up with an injury. So, you know, I appreciate you asking. I'll let everyone know the results of the MRI when I get them. Until then, my single greatest incentive for not getting injured is avoiding the MRI.
Yeah.
I never want to go through that again.
And for me, it's avoiding the MRI, but it's also avoiding surgery. You know, I've already had the tricep reattached. I didn't bother with the bicep because it's still functioning, but it's torn.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely tore my right hamstring recently, but it's fine now. It's healing. Good. I detached 3 attachments of my left hamstring. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I don't want surgery. I don't want to have to be put out. I don't want surgery. So I've changed the way I train. But the irony is I'm putting on more muscle now than I ever have before.
Good. Yeah, there's bright spots even when you're injured.
I've also upped my HRT. I'll be honest with the audience. I mean, you know, I'm at 500 milligrams of test and 150 milligrams of DECA right now, and a week. Bad. And but it's not crazy doses. It's just higher than what I was using before. Yeah. And I don't necessarily feel it yet, but I definitely am putting on more muscle. There's no doubt about it. Peter Penorgas asked, "Is Total War? Is that good stuff? It's great stuff. It's I would recommend And if you buy it, of course, let them know you heard about it here on the show. But if you buy it, start out with a half a dose. This stuff is the real thing. It's the closest thing to Craze that I've ever used. It's an interesting combination of methylxanthines and also thermogenics. And it really works. You got to take it early in the morning. It's very, very powerful. I wouldn't take it late in the afternoon or evening if you train in the afternoon or evening because it sticks around. And just start out with a half dose. That's all I would say. Timothy Wells says, your tip about longer rest periods last week was a great one. But you also said there's a time and place for it. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Lifting heavy, real heavy, almost demands long rest periods. In order to better understand those, we need to define what long is. The muscle will recoup all of its cellular energy, primarily ATP, in about 3 minutes. When you're training in the 90th percentile of one rep max, though, the central nervous system is stressed heavily, and that needs to recover too. The fact is, it takes your central nervous system much longer, and that's really what you should be matching your rest periods to. As an example, let's say you can squat 300 pounds for a single. Now, load the bar with 270. That's 90% of 300, and perform two or three reps with it. Now rest 3 minutes and do it again. You'll notice it's a little harder. Rest 3 minutes, do it again. Perform two to three reps. You'll notice it's a lot harder. Now I want you to load 290 on the bar, but this time rest for at least 10 minutes in between sets. You will notice that it will go up a lot stronger than 270, despite the fact it's 20 pounds heavier. That is almost entirely due to your central nervous system having ample time to recover. And for many people, it's a real eye-opener. Now, about this time and place issue. When you're training for hypertrophy, you can also cause it by using incomplete rest periods between sets.
Right.
Call it 90 seconds. Now, you won't be able to lift as heavy, but you will almost completely deplete the muscle's chemical energy. This method works to grow muscle by causing it to restore more chemical energy than it did before the workout while you're resting between workouts. So that's the time and the place. The next time and place is when you realize you just can't train heavy all the time. And in that instance, the heavy light system can work wonders. Your light days will see you training with just 50% of the weight you move on heavy days. But for reps in the much higher range, 15 to 17, you can also work it for low reps, 2 to 3 reps, for additional reasons. You know, why reps in the high range? Because it results in a time under tension of about 45 seconds. You know, 15 reps at a usual rep cadence, 45 seconds. Power is best developed with a time under tension of about 20 seconds. Hypertrophy models clearly show that a time under tension of between 30 and 60 seconds works best. Now, you don't see the heavy light system used much anymore, and that's a shame because it really is one of the better ones. Finally, if you're training for pure power, your light days can also be thought of as speed days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the squatter again with a one rep max of 300. On his speed day, he's going to load just 40 to 50% of his one rep max, call it 150 pounds on the bar, and concentrate on moving it explosively, very fast as you can. If it's the squat, he should perform anywhere between 10 to 12 sets of two reps with about 30 seconds of rest between. Why 30 seconds and two reps? A true one rep max on the squat takes about the same period of time as it takes to move two speed reps. And resting just 30 seconds between sets really ups the total tonnage factor without increasing the load and frying your central nervous system. Since force equals mass times acceleration, your one rep max will be higher when equal attention is given to both. You know, as an aside, the bench parameters for speed work are 8 to 10 sets of 3 reps, with again about 30 to 45 seconds of rest in between. That type of training works for another very good reason. It causes a massive release of growth hormone from your pituitary. So there you have it, Tim. You know, that's how to lift heavy and 3 different ways to lift lighter to make gains.
And what you just said is important to I want to kind of expand on something just real quick.
Yeah, sure.
So we always think of the rest period in between sets. But yep. It's not necessarily a rest period if you're going after hypertrophy, as you point out. Hypertrophy seems to respond better to exhausting the muscles, as you point out, and volume, and the buildup of lactic acid and growth factors that seem to occur in the higher rep ranges. There's lots of ways to get to those higher rep ranges. You don't have to do 50 reps continuously. You can do 15 to failure, rest for 15, 20, 30, 40 seconds, do another 15 to failure. That, see, if you stop,
six second negative.
Yes. When you stop thinking of the time in between sets as rest and you start to think of it as ways to accentuate muscular fatigue, now you're doing something.
Yep.
And you, like you said, you're not going to be as strong. There's no doubt about it. You're just not going to lift as much or as heavy of the weight. But if your goal is to build muscle, you're probably going to see a lot better results. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we got lots more to talk about. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. His website is CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yeah.
Like
welcome
it.
Back. So, this is funny. You really can't see this shirt too well. My daughter got it for me when she was in Florida one time. It's some market. This is the back of the shirt because, like, minutes before the show started today, I was drinking my chocolate post-workout drink, and I spilled it all over the front of my shirt. And the shirt, the only other shirt I have here is this stinky, sweaty shirt that I used to train in this morning, and I didn't want to put that on. So I just turned the shirt around. And so this is, remember Criss Cross? Remember the two guys, the rappers, Criss Cross, they used to wear their clothes backwards all the time?
Yes.
In honor of Criss Cross, I'm wearing my shirt backwards today. So there you go. Because the back, if you saw the back of it, you'd think, man, that guy's a slob. So Rick Martella says, I heard you make reference to the ultimate blueprint a few episodes ago. Can you tell me what it is? I thought you stopped writing books because they kept getting stolen.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how much I can give away yet, but here goes. The original blueprint was written in 2009. It was incredibly well received. I was very fortunate. Originally, it was an ectosterone optimal use document. But I encourage people to run it without it first and then with ECDI to see, you know, the difference it made. About the same time that it debuted, Thermalife introduced Eball, which was an ECDI product. It caused this really interesting dynamic. You know, on the one hand, guys were buying my course. On the other hand, they were using brand new Eball with it. And then one day I noticed a Thermalife rep bought it. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, I don't even mention Thermalife in the blueprint. There was an ECDI product from Mass that was mentioned. To their credit, they publicly endorsed the blueprint and invited me to their forums, where even to this day, they'll actually let me promote it. So there were tons of logs on bodybuilding.com of people running the blueprint and Eball and BioForge and other hot products at the time. And these people were getting mind-blowing results. But was it from the blueprint or the supplement?
Right.
And since these guys couldn't tell, they just kept buying Eball or whatever when they ran out. So the supplement company has now got an annuity, and I got lots of questions.
Right. You had to work hard to answer, too.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that was I was grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. But that was a sobering lesson, and I silently wondered if I wrote a 30-page blueprint and these guys ate a page a day and they got the mind-blowing results that they did, they might actually buy another. But as it was, of course, it's a one-time purchase, and I was kind of stuck with it. Now, over the years, I wrote Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, the Blueprint Meteoric, fast muscle building, et cetera, et cetera. And I finally stopped. And part of the reason was, yes, it had been stolen, pirated, put up on the web for free. Looking back at it, there was what amounted to, and I still maintain this, the most and the best information anywhere on training, diet, and supplements. The problem was there was actually too much of it, and it was scattered everywhere, you know. Plus, time had passed, and there was new information I wanted to include. And I also wanted it to be more digestible for people. So I broke it out into modules, audio and visual, that are very easy to understand and will let people go through it at their own pace. And the result is what I call the ultimate blueprint. Each module is narrated by yours truly. And it more or less contains every tip, trick, and breakthrough I have ever published. In order to get access to those, you would have had to individually buy all of my books and all of my newsletters. And, you know, it was just a lot. I also, in this ultimate blueprint, have created a program for people that don't necessarily want to run the blueprint. You know, in other words, they might not want to go through famine, feast, and cruise. They might want to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. And I have crafted this, again, their phase shifts, but it basically allows them to insert whatever type of training works for them, and it will work 10 times better the way I've got it structured. I have long said, I don't care what it is that you have to do to build muscle. If you build muscle by standing on your head and eating Pop-Tarts.
Stand on your head and eat Pop-Tarts.
But this will give you so many good ideas and tools. It will be the last course, if you will, you will ever need to purchase. And I'm excited for it. I know it's going to be big, but this time at least it is, like I said, digestible, and everybody can benefit from it, running it in whole or in part.
Well, and see, so you were just talking about how you write something and then everybody contacts you. And the reality is that while that's a time burden, as a result of those contacts, you go, oh, I know what I need. My next book has to be this, because this is the information I've gathered and this is the direction that people want to go in. So yep. The reality is that this next document will be the culmination of what you've learned from the people who've executed and gotten results from your programs.
Yeah, you know, it's been, what, 7, 8, 9, maybe 9 years since it's been out there. And I can honestly say that all of those questions, all of those issues, I have taken into consideration and really dummy-proofed it. I mean, it is – the only way you would screw it up is maybe try to work out every day or twice every day. That's the only way. And people's gains – are going to be on the order of putting hundreds and hundreds of pounds on their squats and deadlifts in a year's time. I'm just really excited to see what people do with it.
Let's go ahead and take this next question, and then we'll take a break. The next question comes from Paul Reynolds. He says, I like certain movements and have questions about others. What's your take on shoulder training? Do you think upright rows are good, or should I be sticking to pressing exercises?
You know, the shoulders are your most flexible and some would say versatile joint. You pay a price for that flexibility, though, insofar as injury potential. A lot greater potential versus most other joints. Add to that, most people work their upper bodies a lot more than lower, and you usually arrive at some sort of shoulder injury. By far the most prevalent in any gym anywhere you go. So there are two main problems. Number one, too much work, volume, and not enough rows or pulling movements to balance all that pushing. You can see these people coming a mile away in your gym. Just look at their hands. If the palms are rotated backwards and they've got, you know, a forward lean, they have way overdeveloped front delts at the expense of the rear, and it's only a matter of time before the injury presents. So even before we get into movements, I want to comment on workout structure. I favor one upper body day and one lower, alternating those two to maintain balance. But further, the upper body day should include one pull for every push, set for set, rep for rep. And it should be prioritized, the pulling movement should be prioritized as the first versus the second. Escalating density training or jump sets.
I was just going to say that. It's perfect for this.
They're fantastic for this. Antagonistic muscle groups, right? In EDT, you work those muscle groups like push-ups and pull-ups. Perform that superset, rest 2 minutes, then do it again and again and again. That way, you ensure much more balanced shoulder health, and you don't look like your stereotypical knuckle dragger. Now, with respect to actual movements, I really dislike upright rows for a number of reasons. The first is you can't use very heavy weights with it, so it's tough to overload. Second, it just feels like a very unnatural movement. I can't think of another area in life where you're lifting something like that. You know, other than maybe pulling your pants up, but the hands don't go above the waist there. I would much rather see you stick to standing or seated dumbbell presses using a pronated grip, which will align the wrist, the shoulder, and the elbow. Structurally, your safest and strongest, by the way, position. From there, I like push-ups with your feet up on a wall, supersetted with chin-ups, or one-arm dumbbell rows. Now remember, on your rows, vertical rows for width, horizontal and mixed plane rows for thickness. You should be doing both. Another forgotten lift for shoulders is the Bradford press. So briefly, you begin with a barbell below your chin, raise it just over your head, and then bringing it to the back of your neck, the base of your neck, and then reversing that movement with the same motion. If you're strong enough, handstand shoulder presses against a wall are an incredible shoulder builder. In practice, however, I find the gorilla push-up, again, just with your feet up on the wall, a more practical move with almost as much shoulder involvement once you really get your feet up there. I suppose there may be a place for dumbbell side laterals, but I would caution you not making the same mistake I did, which was going heavier and heavier. It brings the weight in a very unfavorable arc away from the body. So it was never meant to perform with these world record poundages. It's also how I hurt my shoulder, albeit, I don't know. I still look back and want to kick myself for that. Now, it has been said finally that you can't hide weak shoulders, and that is true. So work hard on yours. They're always on display.
I'll tell you something I'm looking into right now. There's a guy named Don Gaffardino, and he has a company called ADEX. And he makes these, what do they call them, maces, a mace. It looks like it's a – so they're kind of like club bells, right?
Yeah.
But except you can get really heavy with them. He has an adjustable one with 5-pound weights that you can take off and put on all the way up to 25 pounds.
Oh,
and I've been looking at the, you know, I've had really bad shoulder problems for a long time. I don't have them right now because I've learned some things. One of the things I've learned is about the pulling. But also, Elisa and I went canoeing one day. And this was during a period of time where my left shoulder was killing me.
Yeah.
And after canoeing, raising my arms over my – and doing this, right? And then switching and doing this and switching. I went home that night. My shoulders didn't hurt me anymore. And I realized then that we use our shoulders in limited range of motion. And the shoulder is a joint that likes to go in all different directions.
Yeah.
Well, these new – mace type bells, if you will,
are designed to do things with your shoulder that you can't do with a kettlebell, a dumbbell, or a barbell.
Right.
And I'm starting to understand the value of them, not only strengthening the shoulder and the shoulder girdle, but improving the range of motion in the shoulder with a load on it. And I'm going to try to get Don on the show. I want to work a deal out with him where we can help promote his product. I really believe that, you know, the warriors of yesteryear used to use these types of devices in ancient Rome and ancient Greece because they were swinging swords that were 25 pounds heavy.
Yeah, good point.
And so if you have shoulder problems or you don't have shoulder problems, this type of a device, like this 8X bell, everyone should have one, just one, and periodically use it. You could use it while you're watching television if you want, assuming that you're either sitting down when you do it or your ceilings are high enough. But the reality is that we use our shoulders in a very, very unnatural way. This way, you know, it's like all this stuff below the, and we don't do a whole lot up here. And quite frankly, overhead pressing is dangerous to the lumbar spine because you're trying to get your head out of the way as you push that bar up and you do this unnatural overextension of the spine. I know more people who've destroyed their backs doing overhead presses than their shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it brings to mind Sean Kinnersfeld, because I think on a body weight of 197, he can strict military press 225.
I know.
One other thing that came to mind was Seth Spanner's referencing something called the
shoulder rock. Yeah, Kabuki Strength. Now, Kabuki Strength is, what's his name? He's a great guy. He's been on my show. I can't think of his name right now. I apologize, but it'll come to me probably before the show is over.
Yeah.
But the shoulder rock is also interesting as well.
The there's also something called the shoulder horn. I'm sure you've seen it advertised in magazines, but it's a foam attachment that goes over your shoulders that locks your arms into the correct position, and you can work the rotator cuff muscles and other muscles in the following fashion. Again, it's not something you want to go heavy on, but from the people that have had shoulder injuries and used it, they have all reported very good things, very good feedback. So,
all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Blueprint Power Hour. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm going to hit a button here, play some music, and we're ready to go.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I miss Nirvana. I still listen to them when I train. So Seth Spanner pointed out, I couldn't think of Chris Duffin's name. He said, it's Chris Duffin. That's right. He's been on the show. The guy has invented some great tools for training, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question, just so you know, the document that I have with the questions for some reason is truncated. And so the next question I actually have is from Tommy Duncan.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Coach, I know you're a fan of static holds, and so am I. Have you ever experimented with static lockout holds in the standing barbell shoulder press? Or would you say the risk outweighs the benefits on this movement? Thanks, as always, for your thoughts.
Yeah, so for those unfamiliar, these static holds usually involve holding an extremely heavy weight in your strongest range of motion. And in this case, that'd be just an inch or two under lockout. So, and there are other exercises too that lend themselves well to this, such as the seated calf raise. So for most people in most machines, without even removing the pin, you want to press the weight to lock out and hold it there for 5 seconds, just that top inch or two. The method has been written about since at least the 1950s. I have a lot of my old-time bodybuilding books that they refer to it through another name. But today, Pete Sisco carries the torch with his static contraction training. And it's a great read. I would encourage everyone to look into that. Now, as for their application to the standing shoulder press, you know, a lot of it depends on your setup. So when I look into it, I'm a shade over 6 feet tall. And with my arms extended, I would guess that it reaches closer to 7. The point being, most gyms don't have power racks or stands with pinholes that go that high. You need to set the barbell up, you know, way up there to scoot underneath it. Because, you know, I suppose you could use spotters or use a lot of, you know, legs to push it up like this. It's just very cumbersome, and there are better options. Better option number one is the what I referenced earlier, the gorilla push-up. Place your feet up on a wall and perform push-ups to, you know, with the top of your head touching the floor. once your feet really get up there on this exercise and your hands get closer and closer to the wall, it is a incredible shoulder workout, and it builds incredible strength, which is why they call it the gorilla push-up. If you're not strong enough to perform straight push-ups with that, simply walk your feet up the wall as high as they'll go, and then break your elbows slightly and hold that position for time. You know, right there is a much better static hold versus the barbell, and you don't need any spotters. Better option number two is the barbell jammer press. I would encourage you to really load that sucker up with as much weight as you can. And standing, use both arms to push the weight to full extension. It is acceptable, of course, to use body English to get it there, but then you want to lower the weight under control with only your right arm, right? Now press back up with two and lower again with the left. Continue alternating until you can no longer control the negative. Both options build plenty of strength and stimulate growth. Neither of them need spotters. And you're going to, in both, you're going to keep the wrist, the elbows, and the shoulders in line with each other. As a result, you can still use extremely heavy weights, but with far less injury potential. I just don't like, I don't like the idea of going too heavy on standing military presses, whether it's a static or a full range movement. Too much injury risk, in my opinion.
Okay. Sorry, I'm always doing six things at one time. So I was actually typing it. By the way, no, I want to answer your question on the air. I was supposed to send out a special deal for the Blueprint Bulletin to my fans, and I never got to it because the server went down and I was screwed for 2 weeks struggling through that. And your email just reminded me. So I'm sorry about that. And I will get that. That will happen by tomorrow. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. So the next question was actually sent in a little late, and it comes from Cody Murley. After saying that he really enjoyed my discussion about heart the other day, last week, he said, which brings me to my question for the Blueprint Power Hour. I know in the past you've talked about a lot of good exercises to continue building strength without excessive vertical loading of the spine or other movements that could aggravate a herniated disc. He has a herniated disc. Do you have a good resource that summarizes some of these things, or would you mind rehashing it on the Blueprint Power Hour and update some thoughts? I know body weight is king, but what else can you do? Coming from a powerlifting background, but being too afraid to start squatting or deadlifting heavy again, given I know I've yet to fully recover. What do you think?
Right.
And he gave us some facts about him. So let's just do this. This is good. He's 170 pounds. He's down from 185. Powerlifting background, squatting in the 400, deadlifting in the 600s. He's 29 years old. This is everybody I know, including me. L5-S1 herniation.
Yeah.
After 2 months of no lifting, I'm ready to get back in the gym and had a lot of fear about re-injury given the severity of the symptoms.
Yeah. Well, first things first, those are phenomenal lifts, 170 pounds deadlifting in the sixes. But I also want you to know this, Cody. I understand exactly where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, your situation almost directly paralleled mine. After a serious injury, you wonder about ever being as big and strong as you were. Mm-hmm. And it's a humbling feeling, especially if your self-worth was wrapped up in your squat or deadlift. If it is, and mine was, you become lost in a very deep, very profound way. So there are two issues to address. One is physical, and the other one is psychological. Physically, the road to recovery from an injury like this, it's about an 80-20 split, meaning medical professionals can diagnose and guide you insofar as what's wrong and what to do. 20%. It's about 20%. 80% or more is up to you. What that means is finding out what you can do, what helps, and doing the work day in, day out necessary to get better. Never, ever let a doctor or anyone else tell you, you can't recover from this injury. You'll never get back to where you were. There is always a way. You just need to find it. And I'll speak to my example in a little bit. First thing, it's crucial to understand the nature of the injury, in this case, the herniated disc, and also how you did it. I don't know that we got the background for that, but other than I think he said, you know, he was training circles around everyone in his gym, and it's a lot of wear and tear. I would, this is just me, but I would immediately focus on the following. First, look into reverse hyperextensions. More economical versions can be found today, especially over at roguefitness.com. Specifically, they sell something called the RH2 reverse hyper for under $1,000. Now, yes, that's still expensive, but just a few years ago, the cheapest was about $2,500, and that was before shipping. That movement will help you tremendously. Number two, abs, abs, abs. Hanging leg raises, eventually holding a weight between your feet, and weighted planks. Both those movements blow crunches, sit-ups, and every other ab gimmick on late-night TV out of the water. Work them hard. Work them every other day. That's at least the frequency that I do best with. Number three, and this might be at the top of my list, given what it's done for me, is bridging. I have said it before, and I will say it again. Bridging has given me the back I had at 20 years old. Now, you find that hard to believe? That's what I thought too, but it's the truth. Pick up a copy of Convict Conditioning and build up to doing at least step 8 in the bridging series, wall walks. It took me a year to get there. But once I was, provided I do that just once a week, I haven't had to see a chiro in nearly a year. Bridging, by the way, is free. You just need to acquire the knowledge to work it progressively. And there are some fairly good tutorials, to be fair, on YouTube. There are also some lousy ones, but bridging was a huge difference for me. Number four, the Iron Mind hip belt squat. For years on this show and elsewhere, I have championed this piece of equipment, and it was more or less step one in my road to recovery. Because injured back or not, you can load your legs with 300, 400, even 500 pounds or more. Pick up, while you're at ironmind.com, pick up the 15-inch Olympic loading pin and then two cinder blocks to squat off of. You will thank me later. Because frankly, squatting with the hip belt, even with an easy curl bar, is very cumbersome. The 15-inch Olympic loading pin makes loading and unloading a snap. You just break your knees, cinch it in, or let it go. It's pure gold. Personally, I think you should be bridging twice a week and squatting with the Iron Mind hip belt at least once. The way I started back was, I began alternate. I started doing 20 rep breathing squats and pullovers with it. For a long time, I made fantastic progress. At that point, every other workout, I performed a ladder workout. So one rep, rest 10 to 30 seconds, two reps, 10 to 30 seconds, three, four, and five reps. That's one ladder. Then you start over again, one rep, two reps, three reps, four reps, five reps. Once you can make it through three ladders, you can feel free to up the weight. And herniated disc, like I said, or not, there is no compression of the spine. Once you have rebuilt some confidence in handling big weights on the hip belt, your abs are sufficiently strengthened, and your back's feeling better from the bridges, I would suggest you look into the leverage squat. Now, not every gym has one, but the one I use is the pre-core leverage squat. And I slowly built up to using some pretty big weights. It will put more vertical compression on your spine than the hip belt, but far less versus conventional barbell squatting. Provided that goes well, it's time to test the waters on the box squat, the safest form of barbell squatting, in my opinion, and build back up the poundages slowly. Finally, understand how lucky you really are. If you blew out a knee or detached your quads, you wouldn't have any squatting movements available to you. Understand, too, that myself and others have come back from far, far more severe injuries. Look, in my case, I lived with back pain for 20 years. 20 years. But I kept searching. I kept trying. And lo and behold, I find bridging. And my legs are strong from hip belt squats. Now I'm doing leverage squats, using a ton of weight. The back's feeling good. I began box squatting with just 250 pounds. Whatever it is for you, that's light. Yeah, adding 10 pounds a week. I nailed a 425 box squat easy yesterday on the way to 500. If I can persevere through 20 years, not having the answers, having to find them, you can persevere and you can come back from this. Louis Simmons.
I was just thinking about it.
He herniated multiple discs. He was told by doctors he would probably need crutches to get around, and he was never going to lift again. He ultimately came back to lift more.
In his 60s,
he eclipsed his previous world records. If memory serves, Cody's around 30. Now, I'm no world record holder, but here I am, box squatting in the mid-400s on the way to 5 and more. So here's the message. Do not give up. Do not let a doctor or anyone tell you there's nothing you can do. They told me the same thing. I found my way back. You can find your way back too. And you can do it a lot faster given the lessons that I've learned and tried to share with you here. Here are my expectations. I expect you to be bridging and hip belt squatting within weeks. And I would love to hear from you a couple of weeks from now, a couple of months from now, whatever the case may be. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
I want to contribute something to this discussion real quick.
Sure.
As soon as the echo goes away, there it goes. Okay. So when I was in Phoenix in 2008, I was doing reverse hack squats followed by seated shrugs, and I compressed my lumbar spine and had severe, severe sciatic nerve impairment, so much so that I developed drop foot in my right foot when I would walk. It was very disheartening. I thought I was ruined for the rest of my life.
That's how I felt.
You remember. I think you remember when this happened to me, too, because we talked about it.
Yeah,
Mike Boyle was on my show. Mike Boyle, the famous strength and conditioning coach, right after this all happened to me, and I told him what happened to me, and he said, "Dude, you may not come back from this." He said, "Make sure you." He said, "If you start to not be able to hold your bladder, like you start peeing on yourself, you need to get to the doctor right away." That's what he told me. At that time, my ex-wife filed in divorce court to take my car. So I had to give her my car, and I had to start walking everywhere in Phoenix. I would walk a half an hour, about 40 minutes to the gym. I would train, and I would walk 40 minutes home. Not until years later did I find out, when I interviewed Stuart McGill, the fix-your-own-back guy who works with some amazing athletes, who also says bridging. If you have lower back problems, you must bridge. You must bridge. And if you don't want to bridge, do push-ups. It's the same thing. It's a bridge in motion. But he said the number one cure for lumbar spine problems is to walk.
It decompresses the lumbar spine because your hips are moving, your pelvis is moving, your glutes are moving. Everything is moving fluidly the way you were designed to move. You're walking. Little did I know, I completely reversed my drop foot. I completely reversed all the pain in my right leg. I completely reversed what was probably an L5, L4 compression, but I didn't know it. And it could be, I could have had a herniated disc. I won't know because I got too panicky getting the lumbar spine MRI and I had to jump out of the machine. But at that point in time, because I did not have a car, I was forced to walk to my sister's house where the studio was. I was forced to walk to Pure Fitness, which was 3 miles away from my home each way. And I remember when I first started walking, I had to concentrate on lifting my toe with every step. I had to concentrate. In fact, when I drove a car, I had to take my foot off the gas pedal and lift it an accentuated amount to get it to go on the brake pedal because my foot would lean forward all the time. Wow. So I didn't know then, but now I know that the fact that my ex-wife took that car away from me and I had to walk every place saved my lumbar spine and reversed my problem.
How about that?
So walking is critical. Walking is critical to any kind of lumbar spine issue, as is bridging. And if you can get a reverse hyper, go slow in the beginning because that will decompress the spine dramatically. I mean, I had Jance footed on this show last year, and we observed a full motion x-ray of a guy on the reverse hyper, and you could see the lumbar spine moving, and you could see the distance between the vertebrae opening up. It was amazing. That show is still on my website if you want to go look at it, Cody. It's there. But walking, bridging, and if you can get a reverse hyper to use, you'll be back in a year. Just be patient. Go slow. You'll be back in a year. I guarantee it because I squatted after I did that to myself. I deadlifted after I did that to myself. So you can too. So Khalid Ha says, never listen to doctors when it comes to bodybuilding. They don't consider it as a sport. They don't consider it anything. In fact, they'll tell you it's dangerous. Douglas Solomon says, become limitless. Really, that is the goal. We all get injured. Those injuries don't have to hold us back if we know how to heal them and then make them stronger.
Right.
We injured ourselves because those are weaknesses. By reversing the weakness, you cure the injury and you don't injure yourself again.
Very true.
I think we have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we have to do the blueprint tip of the day, or do we have questions that I'm missing?
No, we can do the tip of the day.
Okay, so let's do this. Let me run some music, and we'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is thoughts on bodybuilding BS.
And there's a lot of it, isn't there?
bodybuilding BS in this case, meaning before steroids.
Ah, very interesting play on words.
Yeah. Tommy Duncan's question about static holds, it caused me to dig into my old time strongman book collection. And in particular, there is one that I would recommend, and it positively belongs on your bookshelf. It's called the Raider Master Bodybuilding and Weight Gaining System.
As in Perry Raider?
Yeah. It is an absolute masterpiece. It was written originally in 1946, updated in 56. It covers over 24 at least training methods proven to put muscle on drug-free trainees, and reading it is a real eye-opener. It begins with an overview of the classic 20-rep breathing squats plus milk program, but it is so much more than that. It has everything you need in it, everything you could possibly want to know about squats, and was originally written by Roger Ells back in 1941. That exact program, and it is a hell of a program, is in the Raider Master Bodybuilding and Weight Gaining System book, in addition to tons of other stuff. From there, it gets into the heavy light system. It talks about breaks, which today we call those partials. Tons of info about the overhead press, the deadlift, power cleans, neck training, etc. Basically, if there's a money lift in there that's good at growing muscle, it's in there. And the gold is in how the author recommends that you apply it. You're going to also read about the 6-meal-a-day plan and how it was never meant to be used more than about 4 to 6 weeks. How many of us were brainwashed into eating 4 to 6 meals a day every day for years? I was one. The information on breathing and how to use your air during heavy lifts is worth the price of admission alone. There are specialization programs for every muscle group. A great section on abbreviated workouts and a discussion about how to modulate training frequency. And if there is one key to your success, it is that. You know, where do you see that discussed today? Is anybody discussing training frequency? You know, not that I can see. I can go on, but you get the picture. You really do need this book. Telling too is what it does not cover. There are maybe 3 sentences in the entire book referencing supplements. From what I could see, it's just reference to a simple protein supplement. And despite the fact that steroids were nowhere to be found, there are men in this book whose strength would put to shame today's drugged up non-functional physiques. That's what happens when you stop majoring in the minors, meaning when you take supplements and drugs out of the picture, it literally forces you to focus on the fundamentals, training, diet, rest. If I had my way, the words progressive resistance would be stamped on every supplement bottle, workout machine, barbell, dumbbell in existence. But that's not the world we live in. It's on you to find out what really works. And this book is laced with it. Please don't overlook this. You might be thinking, well, Jesus was written in 1940s. How much could it possibly help? You know, for many of you guys, it's going to be just what the doctor ordered. Bodybuilders are not going to stop taking steroids. The genie is out of the bottle. But you can arm yourself with something more powerful, the power of ideas. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss other people. I want you to think about that as you ponder your next move and you make your next purchase.
And then think about somebody like me who subscribes to big ideas and also uses anabolic steroids. You know, when I talk like this, there's people who probably cringe and think, Carl, like, you know. But I've always been a what you see is what you get kind of guy. And I'm not going to lie to people and say, you know, I'm not using hormones. It's the truth. And I've been using since 2007. Well, actually, before that, I've been using since 2004. But on HRT since 2007.
Yep.
And the reality is that I don't expect these chemical compounds to do all the work. I have to do all the work. All they're going to do is enable me to recover faster and perhaps eke out a little bit more reward for my hard work and sticking to my meal plan and getting good sleep and all that sort of stuff. But I don't – too many people think that – getting on testosterone or DECA or Trenbolone is going to make them a more dedicated or more hardworking lifter. And that's not true. You need to bring that to the party before. Anthony Roberts, when I first started working with Anthony Roberts many years ago, 15 years ago, I remember when he was coaching athletes back in the day. And he would have guys who went to him because he authored the book Anabolic Steroids, The Ultimate Research Guide. He had people who would go to him and just wanted him to design their stacks for them. And he said, absolutely not, he would say. I'm not doing that. He said he would tell them, I want to see 6 months of consistent training, eating, and sleeping.
Yeah.
And then after I see that you are consistent, then we can start talking about these types of drugs. And the reality is, if you're going to use drugs, you have a responsibility to do everything right. A bigger responsibility than the average guy who's not using.
That's a really good point, because I talked to a guy maybe 6 weeks ago in my gym, and he's like, man, I did it. I scored testosterone. I'm going to be taking, I think he said 500 or 600 milligrams a week. And I saw him 6 weeks later, and yeah, he's a little bit bigger, looks a little bit more buff. But when I finally, you know, talked to him in depth about it, he looked at me like, I thought it was going to be like magic.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to put 25 pounds on and burn fat, and, you know, the world was going to be my oyster. The reality is that he found out, like you, like me, like everybody that's ever used testosterone, it's no miracle. You know, if you think about it, as I thought back to my teens and early 20s when my natural testosterone was sky high, I had to fight for every doggone pound.
Sure.
You know, and that was largely a battle with the knife and the fork. It really is true. And Dan Duchesne said it too in one of his, or maybe more than one of his books. He said, these drugs are not magic. You still need to train incredibly hard, to eat big, to make sure you're getting 1 gram. How many guys are getting 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass day in and day out, eating 500 calories over maintenance day in and day out, using progressive weights day in and day out? Folks, if you're not doing all those other things, all the testosterone or steroids in the world aren't going to do anything.
Nothing. Louis Simmons put it best in the movie Bigger, Stronger, Faster, or Bigger, Faster, Stronger by Chris Bell, when asked about anabolic steroids and performance enhancement. He said, I've never seen a bottle of testosterone bench 500 pounds.
Yeah.
And while that's an overly simplistic and unrealistic thing to say, because a bottle of testosterone doesn't have arms or anything else, the point is made that it's not the drugs. You know, if you use the drugs and you're not training and you're not squeezing every bit of what those drugs can do for you out of them, you're just wasting your time. Don't use them.
Yep.
Don't use them.
Wholeheartedly agree.
All right, so CoachRobRegish.com is the website to go to. Mass Pro Synthogen, the new version with the Elevate TP in it, which is being written about by some brilliant people as a legit thing, working as far as improving people's exercise and training output, training harder, training longer, less fatigue. I'm excited. I can't wait to use it. I will be buying it ASAP because as soon as I read the blog post by Adele Musa, I thought, where do I find this stuff? And then I get an email from John saying it's in Mass Pro Synthogen. I'm like, holy crap, Rob, this is going to be a home friggin' run.
I get that from guys all the time. Like, hey, man, I just read about TMG. Yeah, it's in Synthogen.
Yeah.
It's been in there. Hey, I just read about orotic acid. That's in Synthogen, too.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, upgrades are great all around. My goal is just to continue to make the best products I can, and Synthogen is at the top of my list.
All right. And we will see you next week with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. If you have questions for Rob Regish, send them to onair@superhumanradio.net. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. We'll see you then.